Ramsey TV.
Charles gets it. Yeah. Charles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows what's happening. Well, Scripture says he knows what's happening. I talked to him about this, and there's this knowing look. He kind of looks away, looks far off, as I describe for him what's happening within him and why he feels this way. And there is a communication between us as I explain these things. And on the days when there's a lack of physical fellowship, Charles will suffice. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to another edition of MZTV. Charles is my dog. Yeah, there he is. What do I talk to Charles about? Romans 8, 18 through 21. Now, Charles doesn't know the passage. He can't recite it. But he has a premonition concerning my calling, concerning the future of the created world. Sounds like I'm engaged in crazy talk this morning, but I'm not. Because I'm going to look with you into Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 18. And like I did yesterday, I'm going to look at this passage in two different translations, three altogether. I'm going to start with the Concordant Literal New Testament, because we have to understand exactly what God said, so you want a literal translation. But then, I think it's illustrative to go to paraphrases, because sometimes nuance emerges from someone else's spiritual interpretation. This is an amazing passage. Let's look into it. Romans 8, starting with verse 18 from the Concordant Literal New Testament. I'm going to go down. I think I'm going to go down to verse 25. Paul speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I always like to add that, because these are not Paul's words to us. These are God's words to us. We must never take that for granted, that God, the creator of the universe, is speaking to us. This is secret information for now that's coming only to members of the body of Christ. Nobody else receives this. They can read it, but they can't receive it, because the soulish man is not receiving the things of the Spirit of God, because they are spiritually discerned. This is why Paul can say concerning the majority of the human race, they're forever learning, but never coming to a realization of the truth. 2 Timothy 3. Forever learning, forever reading. But these matters that I'm discussing with you today are spiritually discerned. And the soulish man is not receiving them, because the soulish man can only receive things through the five senses, not the spiritual sense, because the spiritual sense is dulled, if it exists at all. Romans 8:18, for I am reckoning that the sufferings of the current era, this is where I left you yesterday, the sufferings of the current era do not deserve the glory about to be revealed for us. Verse 19, for the premonition of the creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. The premonition, it's a feeling, it's a before thinking. The word in the Greek, two-part Greek word, premonition, before apprehension. Of the creation, the entire creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. I mean, this doesn't include rocks and plants. It's that part of the creation that is able to await, is able to apprehend some sort of glorious tension in the air, that something is about to change. What is about to change? What is about to happen? The unveiling of the sons of God. Because right now we are veiled Our life is hid together with Christ in God. We're veiled. Nobody knows who we are. In fact, some people think we're the opposite of what we are. But that's all right. Let them go on. Let them malign you. Let them misunderstand everything. Your hour's coming. The tables will be turned. We will be unveiled. And then it's game on. And then it's game on. What's the game? God is coming to judge this world. And he will do it in conjunction with us because we are members of the body of Christ from the time of our unveiling forward. I mean, we're members of the body of Christ now, but from the time of our unveiling forward, Christ is complete. He's not complete until he's united with his body. He's the head of the body. It's an analogy using the physical human body. It's kind of weird to see a head without a body. I mean, it's kind of weird. But Christ does not begin the reconciliation of the universe or the judgment of the world without our unveiling. And the creation knows this. That's the strange part. That's what I look at Charles and I say, Charles, I know you're awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. I get a knowing look. I do. He kind of looks off. He looks off. He can't look me in the eye because it's too wonderful. He just has to look away, but it's sinking in. It's based on a scripture verse. Verse 20, for to vanity was the creation subjected, not voluntarily. It's a whole other truth. But because of him who subjects it in expectation. Verse 21. This is why all creation is longing for this unveiling. That the creation itself also shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Do you know what Charles and I have in common? The slavery of corruption. Charles is mortal. I'm mortal. And we're surrounded by mortality. And we're surrounded by a world that's crumbling. And we can't get out of it. We're slaves to it. But we know that deliverance is coming. We're going to get out of it. We're going to get out of it. But just like Joseph in the prison, God shows him the vision. He knows what's going to happen. His brothers and his father are going to bow down to him. And for us, the entire creation will bow down to us by virtue of our association with Christ. And the deliverer is coming. This is why, even while we're in prison, even while we're under the slavery of corruption, we have a promise of the glorious freedom. And we understand, Charles doesn't understand the details. He just has a feeling about it. We understand the details. It's an amazing passage. The creation itself also shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom. Broken out of prison. Freedom. It's coming for all creation. Verse 22, for we are aware that the entire creation is groaning and travailing together until now. I have to stop there because everything just gets so rich. This video will be an hour if I keep going. So I got to stop at verse 22 because it's related to verse 19. The premonition of the creation is awaiting. And we are aware that the entire creation is groaning and travailing. And Paul says, we are too. We ourselves, verse 23 at this point, we ourselves are groaning in ourselves, awaiting the sonship, the deliverance of our body. All these things are related. We're awaiting the deliverance of our body. The creation is awaiting the deliverance of our body. We're the next big thing to happen on this planet, and in fact, in the universe. We, humble little, trodden, persecuted. Yeah, us. We are the next big thing on God's Aeonian calendar. This event, the changing of our bodies, made immortal in the tossing of an eye at the last trump. before I run out of time, I want to do what I promised you. I'm going to read this passage just for the color here. I'm going to read this first from the J.B. Phillips paraphrase, starting with the verse I gave you yesterday. In my opinion, says Paul, whatever we may have to go through now is less than nothing compared with the magnificent future God has planned for us. The whole creation is on tiptoe to see the wonderful sight of the sons of God coming into their own. The world of creation cannot as yet see reality. Not because it chooses to be blind, but because in God's purpose it has been so limited. Yet, it has been given hope. The concordant, much better translation there, expectation. A hope is, oh, I hope this happens. No, we have an expectation, not a hope. I just wanted to correct that. Yet it has been given hope. I'm just going to insert expectation there if you don't mind. It has been given expectation. The creation has, and the expectation is that in the end, the whole of created life will be rescued from the tyranny of change and decay. Oh, the tyranny of change and decay. Change and decay. Nothing stays the same. That can be good in some instances, but most of the time it's not. We're totally having to adapt to new circumstances as this world crumbles. Change and decay. It's a tyranny. It lords it over us as we sit in our prisons of decay. But we will be rescued from the tyranny of change and decay. So will all creation. And all creation will have its share in that magnificent liberty, which can only belong to the children of God. It is plain to everyone with eyes to see that at the present time, all created life groans in a sort of universal travail. There it is, a universal travail. People know something's happening. People have this tension. People, even animals have tension. They have a premonition that something is about to happen. It's us. We're about to happen. If this doesn't help you get up in the morning, you know, I don't know what will. That's how important we are. And now from the message, and then I'll close for the day. I'm going to try not to comment. I'm just going to read it and then sign off until tomorrow. Eugene Peterson, the author of the message. That's Paul speaking. That's why I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reins it in until both creation and all the creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious times ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. All around us, we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth pangs, but it's not only around us. It's within us. The Spirit of God is arousing us within. We're also feeling the birth pangs. These sterile and barren bodies of ours are yearning for full deliverance. That is why waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what is enlarging us. Doesn't appear to the eye, but the longer we wait, the larger we become and the more joyful our expectancy. The more joyful our expectancy.